Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. When the apostles had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set for his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Let us read Psalm 1. Let us read Psalm 68. Let God arise and let God's enemies be scattered. Let those who hate God flee. As smoke is driven away, so you should drive them away. As the wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. Let them also be merry and joyful. Sing to God, sing praises to God's name, exalt the one who rides the clouds. I am is that name. Rejoice before God. In your holy habitation, O God, you are a father to orphans, defender of widows. You give the solitary a home and bring forth prisoners into freedom. But the rebels shall live in desert places. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked and the skies poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You sent a bountiful rain, O God. You restored your inheritance when it languished. Your people found their home in it. In your goodness, O God, you have made provision for the poor. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. You ride in the heavens, O God, in the ancient heavens. You send forth your voice, your mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose strength is in the skies. How wonderful you are in your holy places, O God of Israel, giving strength and power to your people. Blessed be God. A reading from 1 Peter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's suffering, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your siblings in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Word of God. Word of life. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So too, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave me, I have given to them, and they received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. John's Gospel speaks a great deal about Jesus' identity. In the beginning, John names Jesus as Word, co-eternal with the Creator, through whom all things were made, and the Word made flesh, dwelling among people. Jesus speaks about much of his identity as Good Shepherd, as Bread, as Vine, and so much more. Jesus identifies as the one raised up to bring life for the whole world. John's Gospel also speaks about Jesus' mission, sent to the world so that all may believe, offering salvation and abundant life, invoking the reign of God so that all may believe. All these constitute aspects of Jesus' mission. This mission informs his call to love. Love one another as I have loved you. In many ways, this mission involves a call to relationship, to community, to connection. In these, the ingredients for abundant life emerge. This wisdom has ancient roots. It also holds very contemporary truth. Recent research has expanded human understanding of love. One researcher defines love as a series of micro moments of positivity resonance that we experience over and over again as we go through life. Broken down, people experience love in many tiny events of connection with other people. Interestingly, Darwin noted that in his The Descent of Man, that caring for one another, connecting in friendship and not fighting constitutes the evolutionary advantage for humans. Jesus' identity grows fundamentally from God's commitment to connect with creation and particularly with humanity. Throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, this pattern of God seeking relationship, seeking connection with humanity, shows forth. The Gospels tell the story of God choosing connection through taking on human flesh, living among humanity. Today, the church hears Jesus begin his prayer. This prayer concludes his final teaching moment with his disciples. Remembering that the disciples are his primary audience, and remembering that through those disciples, we too have come to become disciples. All who gather to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, hear Jesus pray to the Father on behalf of disciples. This prayer evokes a deep connectedness among God, who is Creator, and Jesus, who will restore right relationship through his death and resurrection, and the disciples who have gathered around to hear this prayer. This prayer reflects a commitment to the present, even while it focuses beyond this time and place. Certainly, in the first century understanding of the universe, God inhabited a physical place above, in heaven. In the 21st century, the space beyond earthly atmosphere represents immense, vast creation. Still, with Jesus, we look up in an effort to cast our gaze toward that which transcends time and space. Jesus bids the Creator that he may be glorified, but even still, this petition does not benefit him so much as it directs connection, indeed revelation and glorification for and on behalf of the disciples. Jesus intercedes for disciples of all times and places that they may have strength and clarity to live abundantly in the face of all that represents hostility, not only to disciples, but God. In John's gospel, so often the world gets framed as all that opposes God's way. Jesus, praying on behalf of the disciples, does not patently condemn the world, but rather seeks to strengthen the disciples to live in the midst of and reality of that hostile world. In doing so, disciples hear the call to love the world as God has loved the world. Disciples receive a call to seek connection as God has continually sought connection with all humanity. Jesus instructed his disciples on this last night, "Love one another as I have loved you." That love involves connection, caring, and support. The call, my Father reminds me, involves nothing less than meeting people where they are, accepting them for who they are, and caring for them as they discover whose they are, beloved of the Lord, children of God. The call moves the faithful beyond the survival of the fittest to survival of the kindest.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.